Good morning, you're listening to FloridaAily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. This morning, my guest is Kevin Loeb, the co-president and CEO of Alliance Flooring. Kevin, how you doing?
I'm doing great, Kemp. How about yourself?
I'm good. I know you're super busy. This is the registration day for your annual meeting that starts tomorrow in San Antonio, Texas. And this is the 29th meeting of your buying group. Last year, you met in Park City. And you had a summer meeting. You called it family vacation because you decided to do it later in the year. And now you're kind of back on track doing this thing toward the end of March. I know you've got a lot of people coming in. Tell us a little bit about your anticipated attendance.
Yeah, no problem. We've got 125 members in attendance, mm-hmm. which is half of our group total at 250. Yeah. So we're pretty proud of that. We're going to have 50 suppliers, 10 of which are new suppliers to the program. If you add all the new flooring vendors and new tech vendors that we've got coming into the convention, and we've got two or three prospects for new members here as well. So we're very excited. And, you know, we had sort of an early arrival cocktail party last night. And I got to tell you, these members are pumped up. They're positive. I mean, considering we're in year three of a flooring downturn, I mean, the optimism that these guys are showing coming in here is actually inspiring to me. It's great. They are ready to come in. They're ready to roll their sleeves up and get to work and learn and improve themselves to have a great year in 2026.
I got to tell you, I was just with the NFA for Lake Tahoe, and a lot of those suppliers that were at the NFA were packing up and coming straight over to San Antonio. I know Cali for sure, because they said that they're super loyal to you guys. You were one of the first buying groups to pick their lineup. I know there's a lot of folks I was just with that are going to be there.
Yeah, we actually have Doug Jackson speaking at lunch today to the members as part of registration. You know, we've got the guys from IFC here. So we've got a great things happening. I think really three big initiatives at the show this year. The first one is we're expanding the Perfect Home selling system to include hardwood. We waited till the end to add hardwood because we really wanted to kind of do our research and present it and package it to the dealers the right way. And we've got eight modular programs from eight different suppliers that we're going to be offering to the members at this show. So we're very excited about it. As you know, the high end is where it's at nowadays. You know, it's with retail traffic being kind of soft, people are looking to get better margins and sell higher end categories. So wood is something that we felt like the timing was right to really explore and launch in 2026.
Yes, the more affluent consumer that's shopping right now. And that's good news in a way, because that raises your average ticket. It's good you get into the wood business.
I also want to mention that we've got at this convention, the name of the convention is Innovate. We're going to present a new and renewed focus on education, training, and networking at this convention, which is going to be exciting. We've got 12 breakout sessions today with a myriad of speakers over a lot of different topics, you know, one of which, of course, is AI. That's what everybody wants to talk about. That's what everybody wants to hear about nowadays. So we've got speakers talking about how our members can use AI to add efficiency to their business and also to their sales process as well. Some other technology initiatives we have is, you know, we're going to debut a new program, a new kind of division of the company that we call Member Experience. So we're going to envelope all the technology, all the ERP, all the AI initiatives, websites, all under this kind of member experience umbrella. So, you know, what that's going to mean is we are going to really, really refocus on listening to our members, giving them the tools they need to succeed and the assets and tools that they need to support their businesses going forward. You know, because at the end of the day, you know, this is a collaborative thing. We're all working here together. We're all trying to improve each other. And we're trying to build better retailers. You know, we're trying to really, really give our members the tools to succeed. So we're going to envelope that all under member experience. And we think it's going to be great change and perspective for the members.
And when it comes to digital, what vendors did you have come? Because I know like there's two core ones that are focused in flooring, one of them being Sinkley and the other one being Roomvo and Q Floors. Are they going to be there?
Yeah, we've got both those guys here. And we also have FloorZap, which is a newer ERP system that's going to be here. And we have one called Flooring OS as well that's brand new to the market. So we're going to kind of let them do a little showcase here and a demo and see if our members like the program that they've got to offer. Yeah, lots of different options, lots of different things to explore in terms of technology. I got to tell you also, the fact that we've got so many members willing to do this is a testament, right? So on the last day of the convention, we have eight different member-led interactive forums, which is awesome. I mean, it's basically members getting up on stage, leading a panel discussion on topics that they personally are passionate about in their business and speaking directly peer-to-peer right to our members. We have nothing to do with it. We're just kind of providing the venue and providing the forum. We're going to have topics, I mean, things as mundane as claims, how to handle claims. You know what I mean? It's a big issue in business. You know what I mean? Everybody can learn from this. You know, how do we improve our social media marketing? Tips and tricks for expanding, adding a second or third location, these types of things. So it's really, really dynamic. Is going to be really interesting peer-to-peer when we see what happens in these interactive forums. So we're looking forward to that.
Well, a couple of the last things is before we end this interview. I know this organization was founded by John Logue, your dad, and Ron Dunn. And Ron had a saying about use the collective IQ in the room. I guess that's what you're going to be doing, right?
Yeah, pretty much. What do you say? 20 or 30 heads are better than one, you know? So it's easy to sit in a conference room and come up with plans and come up with strategies, you know, but, you know, what we've got to do a better job of and what we're committing to in 2026 is really, really kind of rolling our sleeves up and getting to work with our members toe to toe, really listen to them. You know, what are their concerns? What are their needs going forward? And how do we best serve them and meet those needs?
You know, in a soft market, the only way to really grow is to take share. So it's good that you got people that are going to be on top of their game so that they can outrun the folks that are just opening up the store every morning.
Yeah, absolutely. Like I said, we're in year three of a flooring downturn. We fared pretty well in 2025, I have to say. I think we fared better than a lot of our competitors. You know, that's due to the commitment and the hustle and the grind, you know, that our dealers exhibit. I mean, we've got some great people as part of this group. When retail traffic is soft, you know, they roll up their sleeves and they hustle. We believe that there's a lot of pent-up demand out there in residential replacement for flooring. And it's just a matter of getting these dealers prepared for when that demand is going to break open.
Okay, Kevin, well, thanks for spending time with us and tell us a little bit about what's going on this week in San Antonio. Again, been talking to Kevin Logue, the co-president and CEO of Alliance Flooring, and you've been listening to Kempar and FloridaLee.net.